Victims of child sexual abuse say they feel vindicated by the resignation overnight of Adelaide Archbishop Philip Wilson. The 67-year-old had come under increasing pressure to step down after being convicted for failing to report allegations of sexual abuse back in the 1970s. The Prime Minister was among those leading the calls for him to quit. A man found dead in a bin at a Melbourne storage facility has been identified as a graphic artist who disappeared 17 years ago. Victoria police say John Christianos had been living in Melbourne southeast when he suddenly stopped paying rent in 2001. His body was found earlier this month by staff clearing out a storage locker in the suburb of Oakley South. A new report has found the top 1% of Australian earners make as much in a fortnight as the lowest 5% make in an entire year. According to the survey by the Australian Council of Social Services, households in the highest 20% income bracket have five times as much income as those in the lowest 20%. Counting is underway in Zimbabwe's first election since the removal of Robert Mugabe. His successor, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is hoping the vote will legitimise his leadership. The opposition leader, Nelson Chamisa, has presented himself as the candidate for change. Officials say voter turnout has been high in what is expected to be a tight contest. And Donald Trump says he's willing to meet Iran's President Hassan Rouhani without any preconditions. Relations between Iran and the US have worsened since Mr. Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. The US is preparing to reimpose sanctions on Tehran within days.